Charter school advocates say Buffalo is getting shortchanged.
The Buffalo, New York students are so drastically underfunded just because they go to a charter school.
Parent Duncan Kirkwood is with the Northeast Charter Schools Network. Charter schools in the state receive 75 cents on the dollar per pupil, but in Buffalo, charters receive just 60 cents. John Johnson serves as vice chair of the Olma Charter School Board.
To put more into the classroom to help those students who are having difficulties becoming achievers, we would be able to put the pillar under those students almost on a one-on-one situation. And I will defy anyone to say that that is not necessary.
Other charter schools say they're forced to sacrifice funding for their school buildings, taking money directly out of their classrooms. Elizabeth Stern is financial and operations officer at West Buffalo Charter School. She says New York City gets a bigger piece of the funding pie.
Schools, even schools that are in financial distress, traditional public districts are in financial distress. They are still building gyms and other major capital projects, and that is because they're getting that funded by the state. It's a completely different funding stream, and we don't get that. So the tuition that we get per student not only goes to our programs, our staff, our personnel, but also goes toward our buildings, and that's not how other schools are funded.
Buffalo Charter School students make up 20% of the district. Mimi Barnes-Coppola is founder and chair of the board at the Elmwood Village Charter School. She's very concerned about funding for special education needs.
We have right now about 17% of our students at Elmwood Village have an IEP or a 504 plan and need more intensive services.
The city charter schools are banding together, calling on state lawmakers to give Buffalo its fair share. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.